And now some news from the world of sports. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins could not stand their good fortune against the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. They blew three different leads playing at home, leads of 1-0, 2-1, and 3-2, in a game they really had to have to keep a secure spot in the race for the playoffs. To make matters worse, they gave up each of those three different leads in the span of less than 2 minutes each time. It means fans barely had time to finish applauding the goals for the home team before the visitors sucked all the air out of the building to tie it. I mean, this is like being a kid who just got a cone at the ice cream truck. You're understandably excited about the delicious ice cream you're about to eat. You spin around kind of fast, and the ice cream falls right out of the cone, plop, onto the ground. The ice cream truck guy sees this. He says, "Hey, tough break, kid. You know what, though? I'm feeling generous today. Here's a new cone for you. It's on the house." "Gee, thanks, mister." Then you notice your shoe's untied. You lean down too fast to lace it up, and sure enough, plop, there goes the ice cream again out of the cone. Ice cream guy sees that. He chuckles a little bit, says, "Wow, not your day, kid, but hey, things happen. Here's one more cone gratis. Go ahead, enjoy your day." You can hardly believe your luck, right? New cone has appeared in your hand free of charge, but oops, here comes that neighbor walking their new puppy down the street. That doggy's so cute, you just got to pet him, right? You forget the ice cream cone you've had refilled for a third time is right in that puppy's face, and then gobble, gobble, yeah. Next thing you know, your cone is sans ice cream again. Now, I don't care how nice that fella in the ice cream truck is. At this point, you are not getting another cone. No cone for you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where the Boston Bruins are, blowing three different leads, losing their fourth straight game, letting a team just behind them in the standings get closer to pass them, writing the same sad script of playing the worst brand of hockey you can down the stretch when it matters the most. Nikita Kucherov had a hat trick for Tampa Bay. That's three goals. He does get to keep his ice cream cone. What else happened in the NHL last night? Oh, look at that. The Toronto Maple Leafs won again. They beat the New Jersey Devils 4-2, so now they've opened up a three-point lead over Boston for third place in the Atlantic. They're waving bye-bye to the Bruins like they're on the upper deck of a cruise ship. Next up for the Bruins is a date in Brooklyn with the New York Islanders, who are just a game behind Boston for the last wild card berth. They won't be after they beat them on Saturday, but you know what? With just eight games left in the season, this will all be over soon, and I can look forward to spending my summer worrying about David Price's elbow. Do I take any pleasure in reporting that the Montreal Canadiens lost 4-1 to the Carolina Hurricanes last night? No, I don't. The Habs are still in first place in the Atlantic, just 1 point, though, in front of the Ottawa Senators. In men's college hockey, back in the Frozen Four for the 12th time in their program history, the Norwich University Cadets look to win another Division III crown, but they will first have to get by Adrian College in the semifinals. That's tonight in Utica, New York. Game time 6:30 for the number one ranked Norwich Cadets men's team. And the playoff lineup is set after completion of round robin play in the Women's World Curling Championships, which are taking place in Beijing. Scotland has booked a spot in the playoffs after defeating the Czech Republic yesterday. Russia is in, as is Sweden. And rounding out the four in the playoffs, Team Canada. The Canadian women have not lost a single match so far in curling play.